The Michigan History Moment. Every Tuesday after the 8:30 news, our friends from the Michigan Historical Society present a little history of the state of Michigan and the backstory we have this morning of the Traverse City State Hospital.
This is Bob Myers from the Historical Society of Michigan with a Michigan History Moment. Great advances took place in mental health care in America during the 20th century. In Michigan, the Northern Michigan Asylum, which became the Traverse City State Hospital, helped lead the way. Early mental asylums were often little better than prisons. Thomas Kirkbride, a Pennsylvania physician, pioneered new treatments. He advocated for clean air, sunshine, beautiful surroundings, healthy work, and humane treatment of inmates. The Traverse City State Hospital incorporated his recommendations. Three state legislators, including lumber baron Perry Hanna of Traverse City, selected the location for the new facility. Construction of the Northern Michigan Asylum began in 1883, and it opened in the fall of 1885. It was Michigan's third mental hospital, the other two being in Kalamazoo and Pontiac. The asylum's original building, called Building 50, stood 1/4 mile long and 3 stories tall. It could house about 550 patients. The huge structure filled almost immediately. Just 2 years later, the state of Michigan appropriated nearly $500,000 to build an addition. Over time, smaller buildings called cottages were added to house even more people. Many patients who were termed residents were elderly people suffering from dementia. Others suffered from various forms of mental or physical illness. Dr. James Munson served as superintendent on opening day in 1885 and remained in that position until he retired in 1924. Munson created a place of beauty. Rooms and wards had plenty of sunshine and fresh air. Artwork and plants decorated the buildings, and the grounds allowed patients to enjoy the beautiful natural setting. Many residents also worked at various jobs, including farming, sewing, and manual labor. Work helped them socialize and develop a sense of purpose. New rules in the mid-20th century ended the hospital's ability to let the residents work, and revenue cuts forced it to restrict residents to their tiny bedrooms. The asylum took on the prison-like atmosphere it had tried to avoid. In 1989, the state of Michigan closed Traverse City State Hospital in favor of community mental health treatment. Remaining patients were discharged to the streets, and Traverse City's homeless population soared. In the 1990s, the former hospital was converted into condominiums, professional offices, and an indoor marketplace. It was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1978, and designated a Michigan State Historic Site in 1985. This Michigan History Moment was brought to you by MichiganHistoryMagazine.org.